As a teenager, Ruth Page trained as a ballerina under the direction of the Russian ballerina Anna Pavlova. Then later with another Russian dance star, Sergei Diaghilev, and with the German expressionist dancer, Mary Wigman. She traveled all over the world, touring through South America, Europe, Asia, and the United States. She practiced and took notes on a wide variety of dances. She believed that great dancers needed to incorporate many kinds of dance and learn to think for themselves if they wanted to create new and innovative styles. As Page put it, in an interview with the Chicago radio personality Studs Terkel,
"You can't stand still and dance, it's got to change."
This is a philosophy that Page carried into her personal life too.
"You'd have to change every 10 years, don't you think you should? You don't want to get in a rut."
In 1933, Page choreographed and danced the lead in a groundbreaking performance called La Giblesse, performed otherwise by all black dancers. She would later give the lead to Katharine Dunham. In the 1930s and 40s, Page experimented with wild and innovative avant-garde dance forms. With her dance partner Bentley Stone, she co-directed the Federal Dance Project in Chicago. Years later, she called this period,
"And that's really the happiest time in my career was when I had the WPA."
In popular dances like Frankie and Johnny, Billy Sunday, and her American pattern, Page brought uniquely American themes to the stage.